king and country. Over the edge I go, expanding lands and borders, out in the ocean's flow. As for my wife and family, I wonder if they know that I may not be coming home. A sudden breeze and panic, maybe a glimpse of fate. Uncharted waters, color red on the map we take. We're almost at the bearings where the words display. There be the dragon. The land that's rising, we arm ourselves for danger, about to meet some strangers. Our country's flags are blazing, we're crashing through the sea. Here be the dragon.
That was Chris Raitt from his CD Trust and called Here Be the Dragon on Coral FM. And I'm sitting in the studio here with I'm sitting here in the studio with Kathleen Sheehy, the artistic director of Lost and Found Theatre. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Coral.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, welcome to Sound FM. This is our new little spot.
It's great. Cozy. Very cozy.
It's cozy with the couches, you know, and there's like a great little energy in this room. I love it here. We're here to talk about a couple of things. First up, tomorrow night there is a piece called Look, which is the same piece in two genres.
That's right.
And this features the lovely and talented Gary Kirkham and his partner in crime, Peter Conrad.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell me a little bit more about Look? I know, but I want the listeners to know.
You want to let them in on the secret.
This is very cool.
It is cool. This is a play that Gary Kirkham wrote actually several years ago. Some of our listeners might be familiar with Gary's work. He brought us Falling Awake and Pearl Gidley. And quite a few years ago, he wrote this short piece called Look, and it was produced for a May Playfest at Theater and Company at the Water Street Theater.
Right.
And we're bringing it back to the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery. In the meantime, he collaborated with Peter Conrad to produce a film version of the piece called Invitation. And it's just fascinating to see how different it is when it's translated into the film genre. It's clearly it's the same story, but It's just fascinating to see the difference. And of course, Gary had to kiss most of his text goodbye because it wasn't really needed in the film version. And he's okay with that. Gary's a generous playwright that way. So we're going to do both of those things, the reading followed by the screening. They're both quite short, maybe 10, 15 minutes each. And right. Peter and Gary will be on hand for a talk back. And then, to top it all off, you can have a tour of the gallery,
yeah.
particularly Jane Byers' wonderful exhibit that's there now. It just shows the variety of her work and her artistry. So it's going to be a really cool evening.
This is a way of showcasing a space, like a local art space, in a completely different light, mm-hmm. which is awesome. We should mention, too, that Gary, Queen Millie of Galt, Pearl Gidley, and Falling Awake have had various companies have been producing his work right across North mm-hmm. America. Mm-hmm. So Gary is becoming from this area, probably one of our most famous playwrights.
And Falling Awake has just been translated into Italian.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you're in Falling Awake. So
yes.
You know this.
Yeah, I'm just picturing. I don't know Italian, but there's a couple of lines I can kind of put together in my mind. I'm like, wow, I'd like to hear what that sounds like. I'm not sure when it's going to be produced over there, but it has been translated. So
that is amazing. And I like the fact that you're using the Kitabu Art Gallery. And what is Look About?
It's about an artist
which is
who holds an art critic hostage.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a whole lot more. That's basically the premise. And then it just kind of goes from there.
Yep, I think that's an interesting premise. I'm sure there's lots of people in the arts that would like to hold critics, capture them, lock them up, you know.
It's a great wish fulfillment for artists, so you should just come out and enjoy that aspect of it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll be great. And Peter and Gary, Peter is very talented as well. He's been around this area for a long mm-hmm. time and working mm-hmm. For a long time in the visual medium as well. So the other thing that's coming up, and this, again, this is an interesting setting for this play, and this is written by Donna Massel. She's a local playwright who's on the inside mm-hmm. at the Tell People More About. On the Inside is titled that for a reason. Why?
Yes. Well, it's inspired by the story of the first hanging at the Waterloo County Jail,
mm-hmm.
which happened in 1898. And the young man, 17-year-old young man, James Allison, was accused of murder and ultimately hanged. The play does not purport to be completely historically accurate about his story. It was just the inspiration for it.
Yep.
Donna was really intrigued by the fact that Allison, when he entered the jail, he was illiterate, but by the time he was executed, he knew how to read.
Mm-hmm.
And she was fascinated by that and just started creating a story in her mind of how that may have happened. So that's one of the things we see happening in the course of the play, is how he comes about learning how to read. And the interesting thing about it is the Registry Theater is right next door to the Waterloo County Jail.
I know.
So it's in the same block. It's kind of interesting that way. And this still isn't confirmed, but we're probably going to be able to offer tours of the jail and the governor's house before the matinee performances. So we're trying to really build up the historical connections here. We've got the Historical Society is involved, the Architectural Conservancy of Ontario, which was instrumental mm-hmm. in saving the governor's house from the wrecking ball, been involved in this production too, just promoting it to their members. And they're just excited about the fact that we're highlighting a piece a building that they are so
Again,
fond of.
A building. There's a theme here. There's two local spaces that are getting a whole new, being looked at from a different perspective altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true. The art
true.
Gallery and the old jailhouse. And you're mm-hmm. right, it's right next door to the Registry Theater. And these are two, I'm a huge fan of historical, like the local architecture, the heritage buildings. Because
mm-hmm.
I live in the York, and that's the oldest apartment building in town.
That's a fascinating building.
And the Registry is one of my favorite places because, Lawrence is going to be here in about 20 minutes. It's just a great spot. It mm-hmm. lends so much character. And to be able to do a show and you've been workshopping it?
Yes, we have been. It's a brand new piece
in that space, which is really interesting mm-hmm. for you guys. You're also in this. You're also in the show.
I am in the show.
So, what part do you play?
I play the Irish matron of the women prisoners, and I'm also illiterate at the start of the play.
Oh, wow. That should be fun. And I know Terry Barner's in this.
Yes, Terry Barner.
And Christy's this. And mm-hmm. Gord Cameron. And it's directed by
Richard Quinnell. And Zach Parsons is playing the young man.
Okay.
And he's an amazing young actor. He's studying at University of Waterloo. He's done some work with us in the past as part of our young company.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him in a lot of different things, and he's going to go places.
Yeah, and so when is this? This is happening in March, right?
Yes, March 14th we open.
Okay, and that's mm-hmm. at, so there's, and basically, what's the kind of the themes that are running through this for
the
you?
Show?
Yeah.
Well, a big one for me is just how far we've come and yet how far we still need to go in the treatment of young offenders in particular. I mean, mm-hmm. This guy was 17 years old. He was not very articulate. He had been a, and this is somewhat based on the actual James Allison. He was an itinerant farm laborer from the age of 9 or 10 years old. Just had no one to speak for him. I mean, theoretically, he had a fair trial, but he never spoke up in court. And just to see how easy it was for someone who was so disenfranchised and came from a poorer class and could just be discarded. It's heartbreaking and it's just appalling to
yeah.
see that. And the character of the governor, which is played by Terry Barner and his wife, Christy Ziss, is the actor playing that role.
Right.
How conflicted they are by their sense of duty and their sense of compassion. Their world's being turned upside down as well.
Oh, Donna, as the playwright, did you collaborate a lot during the process? Because she's a local playwright mm-hmm. and she's seeing her work come to life, like up on its feet. Have there been changes made along the way? Or
Yeah, there actually have been. We've already given the play two public staged readings.
Right.
One at the governor's house, actually at the jail, but mm-hmm. what used to be the jail and now has some courtrooms in it. We mm-hmm. did a reading for Culture Days about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and then we were invited to present it again at the Walper Hotel. We were hosted by Nexus, which is a
right.
church group that meets there, and they invited us to come and do a reading of the play. Since that time, though, the play has changed quite a bit. I mean, not drastically, but quite a bit. We've been putting Donna through a lot of paces the last couple of weeks, and I'll tell you, she's a trooper because it's not easy for a playwright to be challenged a lot and be mm-hmm. sent back to the drawing board and to have to let go of things. And it's this is probably, I'd say, the development process is probably one of the most wonderful and the most harrowing experiences a playwright can go through. So but she's surviving it, and
yep.
we're just finishing up the workshop this week, and we're going to go into rehearsal in earnest this coming Monday.
Okay. There's another project that's coming up, but this isn't until April.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is at a different, another interesting place, and another dimension is the of the same place is the Waterloo Regional Museum.
Yeah.
And you're doing a piece called Street Wheat.
Yes.
What? Tell me more. Can you expand on this?
Sure. I actually, first of all, with our staged reading series, we really like to get them out of the theater as much as possible. We occasionally will do them at the registry, but
right.
we love to take them to different places. Silver Spoon Cafe.
Yeah, and the Silver
Spoon's
a great
place.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful place to do stuff. Judy mm-hmm. Horn is amazing. Plug for Judy.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
they've great
I just,
tea.
Yeah. Indeed. I got the idea to do this particular play at the Waterloo Region Museum just because of the vista out the window there. If you go into the museum, you're mm-hmm. looking out at Dune Heritage Crossroads, and
yep.
it's just this rural, you know, farm kind of situation. And it just kind of resonated with me when I read Mansell Robinson's play Street Wheat, even though it takes place in a completely different kind of location. It takes place in Saskatchewan, and it involves wheat farmers, you know, farming
right.
on a pretty large scale.
Right, and the choices they have to make, and
yeah.
very timely with the
yes.
farming situation in Canada. And
isn't that always an
mm-hmm.
issue, it seems?
Yeah.
It's this. I don't think this play will ever not have some resonance with whatever's going on.
I think that's
currently.
The beauty of theater, like
mm-hmm.
whether it's Shakespeare or, you know, Donna's work, there's always going to be a resonate. It'll always resonate with
yes.
an audience because there's always the universal themes going through it, but mm-hmm. it's also timely at the same time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter when a play is set. Mm-mm. There's still something that connects with who and what we are right now.
So what spoke to you about this work?
Well, I was intrigued by the storyline. It's a family of farmers that have their family issues, so we see a lot of that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
going on. I also really liked the way it was structured. It's a kind of play where they sort of talk to the audience. There is the fourth wall, as we say in the theater, is quite permeable in this particular piece. So there's that. And then there's also music that was written for the piece. So we've got Glenn Sulis on
board to do
the music with us. And there's a lot of different voices in this play. There's the main characters, but then there's a lot of different voices. It's a community situation.
Is it done with a chorus? Or
well,
how is it done?
Could be done that way, but I think when it's mounted in a full production, it's done with just a handful of actors taking on a lot of different roles.
Okay.
We're going to do a little bit of that, but I'm also recruiting community members mm-hmm. to provide some of the voices. We've got Patrick Flynn playing the judge.
Okay.
Because he's a judge, and he agreed to do it. God bless him. So that's going to be fun. And there's various other members of the community that we're recruiting just to provide some of the voices in this play. Because, as I said, the play itself takes place in a community. It's a community issue. There's farm equipment being auctioned off, so there's an auction scene. There's a lot of community voices in that. I think it's going to be a really fun project for a bunch of people to do, not just the actors and Glenn as a musician, but also just some other folks coming on board and creating the piece.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. And again, another great setting. I have to ask you this too. You're the new artistic director of Lost and Found. So how long have you been doing this? And you were started an actor,
mm-hmm.
and now you're artistic director.
Yeah.
So that is quite a journey. How does it feel?
Well, it has been different. I mean, we started out as a collective,
mm-hmm.
and all of our decisions were always made collectively, and to a great extent they still are.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the big programming decisions, the whole ensemble weighs in on that. So in some ways it's I bear a little less responsibility than a typical artistic director,
mm-hmm.
but then in other ways, because we're really small and we're rather under-resourced in the personnel department, I probably wear a lot of hats that artistic directors in larger companies wouldn't wear. So it's a bit of a trade-off.
Well, it's funny because there's not too many female artistic directors. There's Jackie Maxwell.
Yep.
And
there's Susan Furley at the Grand Theater.
Susan Furley at the Grand. And Martha Henry has been an artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always, I'm very drawn to that because I think women, and they choose the plays, the repertoire that is chosen is always it's very interesting and always also progressive. Is there mm-hmm. a Canadian playwright right now that you think is an up and coming Canadian playwright
besides Gary Kirkham?
Besides Gary and Donna,
Lucia Frangioni.
Okay,
she's a Vancouver-based playwright. We did one of her pieces this past fall, Caribou Magi.
Right, that's right.
And she's just cooking right now. She's just taking off. She's doing something down in New York, actually.
Where?
In the city.
Okay.
I can't remember all the details now, but she's somebody to watch. She's fairly prolific. She's written quite a few things. Some of the things she's also an actor, so a lot of her stuff, kind of like Gary's, is autobiographical, mm-hmm. and not totally, but there's a lot of autobiographical elements to it. So she brings that into the writing, and then when she's performing in it, then takes it that much farther.
Yeah.
So she actually was in town when we did Caribou Magi, and we had an event at the registry where she did some readings from some of her plays, including one that's just about to be produced. So, it's great that she's also an actor, and the audience was just.
I'll have to watch for her because there's a theater company in New York called Multistages, and the artistic director down there is Lorca Perez, and she's always looking for up and coming playwrights.
Uh-huh.
And she has the playwrights contest. So. And they've been doing this for, I think, 15 years. But Multistages is, it's a very, it's a multidisciplinary, multicultural theater.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like Empty Space and not. Sort of a traditional and sometimes non-traditional. But mm-hmm. I'm always looking for exciting new playwrights and exciting new theater companies. So this is really cool. I wanted to ask you for more information for all the shows.
Go to our website, lostandfoundtheater.ca.
Is there a song you would like me to play? Do you want me to play another song from Chris? Or is there something you'd like me to punch up?
Well, just off the top of my head, I guess I could put in another plug for Chris. That's Chris Raitt, R-A-I-T, chrisraitt.com.
We can play
another. Local singer-songwriter.
We can play another track.
Sure, you can just pick one randomly. They're probably all good.
Let me think here.
I know they're all good.
How about Trust. How about the title song?
I'm so glad you suggested that one. That was actually my second choice. So okay. There you go.
This is Trust. Perfect. On Coral FM. That was Trust from Chris Raitt and Kathleen. She has been my special guest. And just one more time before you go, can we do a wrap-up?
Sure.
For tomorrow night's show is Look.
That's right. 7 o'clock at the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery. And it's a pay-as-you-go for the fun that you had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you guys all the best with Look tomorrow.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's going to be really great. And on the inside as well, I will keep, mentioning this on the show. And it's great to have you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on becoming our artistic director as far, you know, and your amazing acting career so far.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, do you have a favorite role?
I'd have to say Elsie in Falling Awake.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's
it's a good
sure.
one. It's a good one.
How many times have you played Elsie, do you think?
Twice. Well, two different productions of it, but not as many performances as I would like. We tend to only do about 10 shows in every run, so I could keep doing that one.
Yeah, it was great. You were really good.
Thanks.
Well, I wish you all the best, and I feel free to drop in as a regular guest anytime you want.
Thanks very much, Coral.